Susan Faludi, a couple more minutes. I really want to learn from 9/11. I want my country to have cherished that moment and grown up a little bit because of it. Mm-hmm. How do we, you say it is dangerous to live in a dream. Mm-hmm. How do we wake up to this and move on?
Well, we could start by heeding some of the people who did wake up and demanded competent leadership, demanded a reckoning, demanded an accounting. Look, for example, at the Jersey Girls. It was a group of women whose husbands had died in the World Trade Center. After 9/11, there was all, along with the firefighters being the heroes, the victims, quote unquote, presented in the media were over and over the 9/11 widows, particularly if they behaved like helpless homemakers and went on, Larry King Live and other shows and said that, no, of course the government's doing everything and I trust the government.
But not the widowers.
Right. Yes. No. It was the widowers were not presented as there were very few articles that even or in very few talk shows that featured them because the victim must be this particular kind of frail woman. But the minute that the widows began to challenge the party line. They were denounced. The Jersey Girls demanded that the government explain the decisions and missteps that led up to 9/11. They almost single-handedly forced the creation of the 9/11 Commission. They should have been honored for their patriotic service. Instead, government officials told them basically to shut up and quote-unquote trust the government. And the conservative media went wild, calling them, hysterics, quote-unquote rock stars of grief. They were swift-boated, accused falsely of taking money from the Teresa Hines Foundation, and were told to keep their mouths closed.
So we shouldn't keep our mouths closed?
Well, as Kristen Breitweiser, one of the Jersey Girls said in her book several years after this, and she ended it on a very mournful, melancholy note. She said, I feel like Americans just refuse to confront the truth. And that's where we must start. We have to begin to deal with the real world even when we don't like that, and even when it does not fit our mythic notions of how we should be as a people.
And with that, we thank Susan Faludi, and we thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Susan Faludi has done us all a great service with The Terror Dream. The vital ideas she gracefully articulates hold great promise for a renewal sorely needed in America. She's earned our sincere appreciation, and we thank her. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.